Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and Jay Jones is still in the race, huh? Wow. Good Lord. Might I say this? The hell is wrong with Abigail Spanberger? Where is she? Why has she not stood up and said, look, I stood by Jay Jones because, you know, he's a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, blah, 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 but can't have an attorney general who's under criminal investigation. There's no way to actually have an attorney general who's not a member of the Virginia State Bar. And Abigail Spanberger's candidate, Jay Jones, is in those very straits right now. Yesterday afternoon at 5:35, this story broke on my show with Attorney General Jason Miaras. Let me remind everybody where it happened, when it happened. Yesterday afternoon on this program at 5:35, Virginia Attorney General Jason Miaras joined me to talk about this. And as he said yesterday, the only decent thing for Jay Jones to do, even at this point, I mean, he should have done it weeks ago, but at this point is to get the hell out of there or just go away. Your best advice right now is go get yourself a good defense attorney. Clearly, you don't want to be your own defense attorney, because only a moron would have himself as his client, although we do seem to see how that's working out, I suppose. But, dude, you got to go. And since you don't have the integrity or the backbone or the decency to do it, the woman at the head of the ticket, your boss in this campaign, Abigail Spanberger, needs to step up and say, that's it. He's got to go. Spanberger could show everybody that she actually is a decent person. I know that would be a shock to many, but she could do it. If she would have the integrity to stand up and say, that's it, we're done. This is not about politics, or it should not be about politics. Obviously, it's about politics for Spanberger, which is just disgusting. She is an embarrassment because she will not do the right thing with this buffoon who is her AG nominee. It's just that simple. And I know people go, well, you know, Jeff, I'm going to vote for Jason Meares. That's all good. Listen, you got to send a message to Spamberger, Hashmi, Jones, the whole lot of them, that you don't find yourself in a position to tolerate any of the nonsense. In other words, you need to vote against all of them. You need to vote against each of them. Because every single second that Jones remains in that race is a further indictment of the lack of integrity on the part of Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi, for that matter. Abigail Spamberger's the one out there talking about fueling yourself with rage. I mean, that's an open endorsement of violence, isn't it? I can't take it any other way. And the fact that she will not show even a shred of integrity by doing the right thing with the Democrat clown who's running for attorney general, hey, if you had any questions up till now, they should all be answered. They should all be answered. And while we're talking about Democrat Party clowns, wasn't that just Tiny Tim Kaine there stepping up on a toadstool or something in the backyard to let everybody know he had something to say about something? Thank God for Governor Youngkin. Again, how many times have we said that through the last 4 years? Thank God for Governor Youngkin. Whether it was vetoing the nonsense coming from the House of Delegates and the State Senate, holding the line for decency and integrity and honesty and honor, and now getting ahead of this Democrat Party shutdown, which is keeping the federal government closed. The Schumer shutdown is responsible for this gag. Tiny Tim Kaine can try and lecture us all he wants about, well, food insecurity, and I'm against anybody in food insecurity. No, you're not. Because if you really gave a damn about hungry people here in the Commonwealth, you and that bloated colleague of yours would vote to reopen the federal government. It's just that simple. We're really at a point that things are stark. Contrasts are clear. I don't know about you. I'm looking at this whole federal government shutdown and thinking, well, I'd like to get it back up and running. Even though as of today, I don't feel that I've been impacted. I think I'm a pretty giving person. I think I am a pretty positive person. I don't want anybody suffering. I want everybody to have an opportunity. Hell, I'm the guy that says you get a second chance. I'm also the guy who says, you know, sometimes you need a second chance. Believe me when I tell you, I'm not looking for anybody to be in a bad situation. So I hear about people who are concerned now that their food stamp benefits are going to go away. If these are legitimately hungry people, then by God, we need to help. That's what we do as decent people. But the reason that SNAP benefits may be impacted, it's not because of President Trump or Mike Johnson or anybody else that I'm aware of, except for the folks inside the U.S. Senate, like Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, who keep voting against reopening the government. They are appalling. It is an absolute embarrassment. I would say I don't know how they can go and sleep through the night, but I guess it's because they're well-fed and they don't have any concerns. Mark Warner was a multimillionaire before he got to the Senate, so he doesn't have those concerns. Tiny Tim Kaine made himself into a multimillionaire in the time that he's been in the Senate. He must be working like a second job or something up there in D.C. You know, I mean, how else could you do that? It must be a second job. It's probably stocking shelves at a supermarket or something. No. Well, he could get all the lower shelves. That he could do. But anyway, I mean, he clearly is working a second job just to help out. And that's how he's grown his income so much. While and devoting his life to public service in the U.S. Senate. But there are people who are worried right now about feeding themselves, feeding their kids. I get it. Some of us have actually been in that situation. I've been in that situation. You ever lose a job? If all you had was a job and you lost it, that's a bad time. Believe me, I know. So I look at this, and my heart is breaking. I'm thinking, okay, we've got to do some more. Those of us who have the means, could be your local church, it could be a food pantry, could any of those things, any of those things. But I think we've got an obligation to step up and help if we can. And part of the way that we can help is to really put the pressure on folks like Tim Kaine and Mark Warner to follow the example of John Fetterman. I never thought I would be in a position to say that, but here we are. John Fetterman has become the voice of reason for the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, which is why I don't think he's going to remain a Democrat, to tell you the truth. Fetterman has said point blank, I am putting the country above my party. That's what a statesman says. You and I may not be thrilled still to this day that he wears the hoodies and the cutoff shorts into the Senate, because I still don't think it's a great look, but he's saying he's putting the country above his party. God bless him. He understands they're hungry people in Pennsylvania. How come our senators don't understand they're hungry people in Virginia and they're keeping them from eating? So again, thank God for Governor Youngkin getting ahead of this and declaring this state of emergency in the Commonwealth to make sure that people who could possibly, it's still not a given, hopefully it doesn't come to pass, but they could possibly lose their benefits. We gotta put pressure on them to reopen the federal government. Let me quickly share with you a text that just came in here, and I could not possibly agree with it anymore. It says, 804, Jeff, Eileen Abbott is a magnificent news presenter. She is the anti-robot wannabe. Mm-hmm. The previous idiot that claims she's AI doesn't realize good diction when he hears it. I am thrilled. I've said it, for the last 2 years since Charles Pyle came on board as our news director, the change in that newsroom is incredible. To see the caliber, the quality, the good, solid, honest reporting. Yeah, that's all. Period. End of story. So we're just happy. I'm just happy that we got that whole big award-winning team back there. All right, lots of stuff that you and I are going to be covering this afternoon. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be along at 3:35. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, yeah. Well, no, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. I want to take a moment here and salute my friend, Congressman John McGuire. He has just gotten a pretty nifty designation from the congressional, as the Congressional Retail Crime Fighter. It comes from the National Retail Federation. That's because he is working hard in Congress. He's supporting an effort, and I guess he's co-sponsor on something called the Combating Organized Retail Crime Act. So just another good thing that John McGuire is doing up there in D.C. on behalf of all of us. And I appreciate it. I think he's doing a great job. I really do. Rob Whitman, another outstanding member of Congress. Jen Giggins, good solid member. Listen, we got some great people. Yeah, we got some that are not so great as well, but what are you going to do? That being said, I have to share with you that we've got Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, who is going to be with us at 3:35. We'll analyze the stuff that's going on. We will talk about the things that are impacting us. And I'm curious to know what Brian's sense is with this ongoing government shutdown. And what about the race here in Virginia? We are seeing, I think, personally, the very worst. God, the very worst. When you have candidates for governor and lieutenant governor who will not do the right thing, the honorable thing, the decent thing, and say, hey, we're all part of the same political party, but that guy over there, we can't have him as attorney general. And that's where we are right now. Yesterday afternoon at 5:35, Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares came on this program. First place he was, broke the story here, broke the news here that a criminal investigation had been opened into the matter of Jay Jones. And you do need to remember, it's not the attorney general who gets to appoint a special prosecutor. In fact, so that you're aware, because I know that the Democrats are already claiming there's all a big Republican plot. There are no Republicans involved in this. Right? The Commonwealth's attorney out there in New Kent County is an independent. The judge is a judge. And Jay Jones, well, I don't think there are any questions about which side Jay is on, right? And this is a serious matter. This is a very serious matter. Some people have misunderstood. Well, I can't believe there's a criminal investigation of the guy speeding. I know, 116 miles an hour is fast, but come on. No, that's not what this is about. It's about the representation he made to the court. It's about claiming that 500 hours donated to his political action committee, his personal political action committee, is somehow community service. It's not. And it was done in writing, was it not? Because if it's done in writing, then you're also talking about a fraudulent document being entered into the court's records. This is big stuff. And this is stuff, for the record, that if he is found guilty of, he's going to be disbarred. And the attorney general is one of the few roles where there are real requirements. And one of those requirements, you got to be a member of the Virginia State Bar. 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday Eve. The weather, well, you're feeling it, man. It has taken a turn for the chilly, but it's not bad. No, I mean, really, it's not uncomfortable. It's just, man, it was a wake-up call, though, wasn't it? The other thing is this. You're hearing temps that were not quite at that frost warning, but 34 degrees overnight in some of the suburban areas, man, that's getting pretty close. That is getting pretty doggone close. There are a couple of big elections that are coming up. Obviously, you and I have been talking so much about what's happening here in our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. There's a very tight governor's race in New Jersey. There is this election for New York City mayor, a big development today. Eric Adams, who is the mayor and lost support along the way, if you remember, and was running as an independent. Then he dropped out, and then it was Andrew Cuomo, who also lost the Democrat Party nomination to this Mom Danny character. And long story short, today, Eric Adams endorsing Andrew Cuomo. So, I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be enough to turn the tide, but it's a lot of stuff in play, and there's nobody better at analyzing all of this than my friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. He's been looking at this from all sides for a long, long time. I say it each time he's here. Truly one of the finest talk radio prose I've ever heard, and an incredibly effective guy in terms of organizing and getting people into the process and changing voting patterns in many ways. Anyway, just a solid, solid guy, and that's why he's here every Friday. Brian, thank you for being here, man.
Oh, hey, thank you for that. Yeah, all my New York friends on social media are tearing each other's hair out over that mayor's race.
Oh, good Lord. What is going to happen up there, do you think?
Well, I think it's just, it's like the Titanic, you know, and it's just going straight to the iceberg, and you want to steer it away, but they're just, I don't think there's time to steer it away. I think it hits the iceberg, and I think that the, you know, the worst scenario is what prevails there. I don't know how else to say it, because, I mean, you've got two campaigns, Cuomo and Sliwa, the Republican, who just have not had a lot of energy, and you've got this man, whatever dude, terror, you know, supporter guy, Hamas mm-hmm. lover guy, who seems to have captured the foreign-born voters and, you know, the far left and la, 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 and the next thing you know, it's 25 years after 9/11, and a terrorist is the mayor.
God, this... none of us, right? None of us could have predicted this, September the 11th, 2001, that, as you say, 25 years later, the guy who was apparently looks like he's going to be elected mayor is hanging out with one of the major supporters of that action and very, very friendly towards Hamas. Good Lord. What has happened to New York? Is it just people moving in who hate America?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a doomsday scenario. But, yeah. You know, the thing is, with the vote split between Sliwa, the Republican, who, you know, I mean, I've liked Curtis in the past. I'm sure you know Curtis because he's been in, you know, in and around talk radio for decades. And, yep. You know, he quit his WABC show middle of the show the other day because he was mad because the station owners and management have been trying to get him out of the race. With the sense that Cuomo's the only, you know, Cuomo's the lesser of two evils, basically, and that's right. How kind of people have been going. You know, nobody here is trying to say that Cuomo is some kind of good guy, because he's not. He's a bad guy, but Cuomo is not trying to, you know, have more airplanes hit towers, you know? Right. I mean, he's not right. trying to wipe out the city. Yeah. So I think that's the distinction.
Wow. It's another reason that I'm happy not to be a resident of New York. I see those on a regular basis, happy not to be a resident of New York. But I do wonder if it's going to be one large educational process, Brian, that guy is going to screw up that city so badly that it actually is a benefit for conservatives and Republicans long term, because everybody's just going to say, look, here, there's a socialism on full display. The city is dying and crumbling in front of our eyes.
Well, I agree with you. We always need a few juicy targets. And what you're going to have here is an AOC kind of character on steroids that will be an incredible fundraising tool for us and will be an incredible target for Trump. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't want to lose New York City to mayhem and terror and disaster because, you know, I mean, I happen to kind of like the city. I mean, you know, it has its ups and downs, but it can be a fun place here and there. Yeah. I don't like it when it's too dangerous to visit, you know, and that's the thing. So, you know, I mean, I like having good political targets like him, and he'll be right out of central casting, but I don't want to lose our largest city in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great point. It is a great point. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how that whole thing shakes out. Brian, as I'm sure you're aware, the embattled, I'd like to use that term, embattled Democrat nominee for Attorney General here in Virginia is now under an active criminal investigation and still will not get out of the race. And the folks running above him, Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi, are not calling for him to get out on the race. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that they are, and this is what I took a fresh look at the polls just before this, you know, just before you called me today. And You know, I think that they are believing those polls. There was a Washington Post poll that showed the Democrats in good shape, even showed the attorney general's race as a dead heat tie, which I find hysterically funny. There is no way that could be the case. There is a, when you see that, you know, you could throw out the rest of the poll. Right. But poll after poll has showed Spanberger ahead. You know, they're showing, I mean, 9 points, 12 points, whatever. And, you know, just remember back to, what was it, November 2016?
Oh, yes.
and let's see. Hillary has a 93% chance of being elected. That was the New York Times. Remember that? And the Washington Post, too. 93, 94% chance of being elected. And, you know, so, but what I think it speaks to, Jeff, is that polls now are, especially the left-wing polls, are strictly for propaganda purposes and not at all to gauge who is actually ahead, you know, who's actually winning. It's all about convincing you that it's inevitable. You might not even bother to vote, you know, if you're a Republican or whatever, and you certainly shouldn't bother to donate to the Republicans because they're going to lose, that kind of thing. There was a Suffolk poll also, wasn't quite as bad, I think, as the Washington Post poll. But, you know, the closest poll that I've seen is the most accurate pollster, and that's Trafalgar, which showed it about a 5-point race. And that's basically within the margin of error, and that was taken within the last week. So, again, if I'm telling you, Jeff, if every one of your listeners, you know, made an effort not only to vote, but to get everyone around them to vote, this race would not be close. It would not.
I agree with you. And I have to tell you this, Brian, I'm looking at some of the stuff that Spanberger's done just in the last week, a couple of days ago in Charlottesville, Virginia, which to connect it to you, it's a college town, ultra left wing. It's a little bit like Cambridge, right? Very, very similar to Cambridge. She brought in this Pete Buttigieg, as well as Bill Nye, the pseudoscience guy, to hold a rally in Charlottesville. And coming in a couple of days is Barack Obama. Now, that indicates to me that maybe their internal polls are saying, hey, this is not nearly the blowout that some of these other people are telling us.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, you know, that's exactly the same thing that we saw last year. I mean, we saw that the polls they were releasing publicly showed, you know, Harris a few points ahead or whatever. And then we find out after the election's over, oh, Harris's people knew all along she could never win because she was always behind in her internal polling. So they have two sets of polls, just like two sets of books, you know, if you're a shady accountant or whatever.
Or an NBA player, apparently.
Oh, and you're rigging poker games? Oh, yeah, on behalf of the mob? Yeah, wow. Wow. Oh, boy. What a mess. Oh,
do you think it works? And, you know, LC, of course, is La Cosa Nostra. I'm thinking LCNBA. You just put them all together when you're doing the story.
Oh, yeah. No, that story is crazy. That's like a movie plot.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm assuming you must have been talking about it already on your show.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, no, that's nuts. Yeah, so you've got two sets of polls, basically, Jeff. You've got the internal polls that they keep to themselves that has the truth. And then the polls they release to the public, which have the lies.
Yep.
And so there is no reason to be discouraged. And the thing is, Winsome has run a beautiful campaign. Beautiful. I mean, there's virtually nothing I would do differently than what she's doing. The only advice I would have for her right now is to just keep pounding away at Spanberger. I would crank it up to 11 and 12 if you can. Just crank it up. And keep nailing Spanberger. I think Winsome is doing it right, and she's a candidate we can be proud of no matter what happens on election day.
Fair enough. Hey, Brian, I want folks to sign up. I want them following the Media Equalizer. Remind everybody the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. So that is Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, or Facebook.com/Red Wave America, one word, Red Wave America.
All right. I love it. I appreciate it, brother. That is Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, here's what I can tell you about the Jeff Katz sandwich, which is available exclusively at Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, about a mile or so down from the train track and our beautiful Secretariat statue. The Jeff Katz sandwich is the number one sandwich in Hanover County, and the rest of the country, eh, what are you going to do? I love the Jeff Katz sandwich. You know what else I love? That Jeff Katz hot dog over at the Texas Inn. Yeah, very, very special hot dog. Because remember, 50 cents of every dog is going to the Special Olympics. So this evening, I've been invited by Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard to join him and some big Special Olympics superstars down in Chesterfield. And I'm just always excited to be part of Special Olympics Virginia. Carl and I are pretty sure we have our... Oh, it's a technical term. Bat crap crazy idea for this year for fundraising. You know, the Polar Plunge fundraising. And because of the Jeff Katz hot dog and Texas Inn and Dave Saunders and the team over there, we're already ahead of everybody else. Yeah, we're kind of preloading the whole situation, which is really, really cool. I love this moment. I really do. I love the idea that people in Virginia are getting on board to help us with Special Olympics. Again, I say Virginia. Now, obviously, it's Central Virginia that we're dealing with for the most part, but the Texas Inn has four locations. And they're out in Harrisonburg, and they got two in Lynchburg. And every one of the locations has the Jeff Katz hot dog, and every one of those locations with every hot dog sold is donating 50 cents, every one of them. Gets 50 cents more for Special Olympics of Virginia. So anyway, I am bragging on that a little bit. Now, I did hear Rich this morning talking a little bit about sandwiches. I know Rich is, he likes food. I mean, I like food, but Rich likes food. And he was, I think, sort of rummaging around looking for some hints on sandwiches. I don't know if he's ever had a sailor sandwich. Right, those of us who have been around Richmond a bit are familiar with the sailor sandwich. If he hasn't had one, he needs to get one, don't you think? Right, there's really nothing as uniquely Richmond as that sailor sandwich. Then the question becomes, where are you going to get it? My suggestion, I would go to Dots Back Inn. That's where that's where I would get it. I've had a couple of sailor sandwiches through the years. And I love a good sailor sandwich. I really do. And again, I would say Dots would be the place to go. I'll have to see if I can get him out there. Poor Jim in Chesterfield is complaining about the Odyssey app today. I guess there's some technical difficulties. Jeff, please. Is it possible that you can do something about this? No. I appreciate you reaching out to me, but the answer is no, I can't. I can't. Can you pass this on? I will pass it on, and it'll be ignored promptly, but no, I can't fix it. And Pixie has no opposable thumbs, so she can't fix it. Germ sharing that in elementary school, he used to eat a peanut butter, jelly, cheese, and mustard sandwich. That's just disgusting, Germ, and I'm with your mom on that. That's just
come on, man.
No, it's disgusting, but I'll give it a try. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Friday Eve, little bit chilly, and get used to it, gang, because the next, I'm looking at what, next 10 days, this is it. We're not going to even see 70 degrees. We're at 68, and that's kind of where it's going to be. The next couple of days, actually, even cooler than that. Overnights, again, no official freeze warnings, but overnight low temps today in some of the western suburbs, 34 degrees. It's too cold. Too cold. If you're following the gambling story, this... I can't even begin to fully understand how it was operated, let alone how the FBI was able to make these arrests. But arrests they did make, and an investigation apparently has been going on for a long time. So I want to know what happened with it. Only one guy that I can trust with this sort of information, retired FBI supervisory special agent Jimmy Galliano. I'm happy to say Jimmy's joining us. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Well, Jeffrey, good to join you. I'm doing it from my car sitting on the Long Island Expressway right now, cursing New York traffic. But I just completed my civic duty as a retired FBI agent, and HR 218 requires us to do an annual shoot to make sure that we are still marksmen of good repute. And I'm happy to tell you that everything was in order today, my friend.
Excellent. Well, good for you. So you're good for another year.
I'm good for another year. I killed a lot of paper today, Jeff.
That's the way it should be. I am glad to hear that. All right, now I do have to ask. You're up near West Point. You got all these great places. Why on earth are you on the Long Island Expressway going to shoot? There's got to be someplace closer.
My man, I was out in a place called West Babylon. A couple of former FBI firearms instructors that were instructors with me together. They operate a range out there, so it's convenient, but it's not. So 2.5 hours each way, my friend.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but better you than me. My gosh, you'll be that much happier when you get home.
I also recall what I-95 can be like around this time in the evening, Jeff.
Yeah. All right. Well, fair enough. All right. We're going to call it a push then, right? And that what we call it in cards? It's kind of a tie then. Tell me about what the heck is going on with the NBA and La Cosa Nostra. Are these guys cozy? What is this?
Well, Jeff, this is fascinating, and like I've been saying all day today, I think the lead got buried, because obviously as soon as you mention the NBA and you mention players like Jones and Rozier and Billups, players that more than just the casual fan would know who they are, it makes a big splash. But I think the lead got buried here, and I think the lead that got buried was, is this a reconstitution of the five families in New York? And look, they never went away, and the FBI has worked really since the early 70s, once J. Edgar Hoover passed away, because he wasn't a believer in the mafia aspect. But the FBI has worked very hard, especially in New York, the office that I served in, to not eradicate, but to disrupt and dismantle the five families, the Gambinos, the Genovese, the Lucchesis, the Bonanos, and the Colombos. What I thought was fascinating was, in this particular case, three of the five families, for some reason, I think the Lucchesis and the Colombos didn't get their cut here, but three of the major La Cosa Nostra families, Italian organized crime, were involved. Now, Jeff, not to get too wonky and into the weeds like I can sometimes do, especially when I'm stuck in traffic, I will say this. There's two separate cases. Okay. The one case that Billups and others, I think there were about 30 of them or 31 that were indicted, are related to rigged card games. Anybody can play cards. What makes them illegal is when the house takes a cut, or in this instance, where fraud is committed. And how is fraud committed? Jeff, I was blown away by the high-tech Star Wars level means, glasses that could, that could send signals, X-ray machines that were on the table themselves where the cards were being laid and dealt. Wow. It was incredible, the level of sophistication. Now, that was one case. The other case, which targeted Rozier, here's a guy who's played in the NBA for a couple of years, I think for a couple of teams, had already been questioned by authorities for some suspicious activity related to bets that were being placed. Now, again, not to get too wonky into the gambling aspect of this, but it is an illegal gambling case. Here's what happened. It's something called a proposition bet. So it's different from, say, you or I say, we're going to place a friendly wager, $10 on the Super Bowl. Or even in places where gambling is legal online, we're gonna take the Indianapolis Colts and 2.5 points. That's the difference. That's right. The line.
Okay.
Well, these proposition bets are related to players' performance, and they can be quirky things too. How long the national anthem was before the Super Bowl? What's the over/under on that? What color is the Gatorade to be dumped on the winning coach's head? What's the over and under on that? Wow. Well, you understand where there's rife for things to unscrupulous people to do things. Yeah. When you say the line on a baseball game for a pitcher is, does he throw more or less than 8 strikeouts? Or does a quarterback throw more or less than 2.5 touchdowns? Or, in the instance of Rozier, does a player, have more or less than 10 rebounds or a certain amount of points or play a certain amount of time? That's what this was related to. Players inside a game, not throwing the game from the perspective of point shaving, but doing it from the prop bet perspective. And yes, it's illegal. It's not a victimless crime. And yeah, it's kind of hard to feel sorry for the sports books. But Jeff, yeah, Vegas can get defrauded. And that's clearly what happened in this case. Fraud with violence attached to it, because in one of the cases, there were people that went out and used extortionate means to get people to pay. So classic, right out of Goodfellas or The Godfather, Jeff.
Good Lord. What is the role of the FBI? Is it because it's across state lines? Is it because it involves La Cosa Nostra? I mean, why the Bureau?
Yes to all of that. So the FBI looks at this from the perspective of illegal gambling activities, where gambling that takes place online or there's an interstate nexus to it. The FBI has purview of that and some 5,000 other U.S. crimes by U.S. statute. The other aspect of it is, yes, you have a criminal organization like the mob. Jeff, it was crazy. I'm watching the press conference today at the Eastern District in New York, and I recall 34 years ago standing in roughly the same area with a group of FBI agents from the New York office and prosecutors from the Eastern District in New York when John Gotti was convicted of murder, extortion, racketeering, and illegal gambling activities. So this has long been the purview of the FBI from the perspective of racketeering cases where you need predicate offenses. A predicate offense can be prostitution, extortion, murder, or in this case, and I'm not suggesting it's a RICO case, but in this case, the fact that illegal activity was being conducted in the form of gambling.
Goodness gracious. Wow, this it is fascinating, and I'm glad you were able to take a couple of moments and let us know what's involved in all of this and how it's going to play out. I just honest to goodness, I watched the stuff with Cash Patel, tried to analyze it, and thought, well, far above my pay grade. And I appreciate you doing that. Now, here's the question for you. You've been with us for a few moments. You're on this terrible drive on the Long Island Expressway. How far have you gone? What I'm going to venture, here's the over-under, half a mile.
No, a little further than that, but not much further, Jeff. Okay, but we are making progress. And, Jeff, I'll leave you with this little teaser here if you want to take some action since we are talking about gambling. I will guarantee you that just the top layer of the onion has been peeled away. What's going to happen now is all these guys that have been jammed up on this, and we're talking about just under 40 people, can there be a follow-on superseding indictment? Absolutely. Because I guarantee you, all of these guys have lawyered up, and their lawyers are looking at the charges, and they're saying, NYPD, FBI, and Homeland Security Investigations, and this looks like a fairly airtight case. Let me get my guy in quickly for a proffer, see if I can get a consideration for a downward departure when he's sentenced, if he assists the government in pursuing others involved in the conspiracy. Because make no doubt about it, this is a conspiracy. And I think we might even see some more familiar names drop. That's my gut right now, that there will be more superseding indictments, and there'll be some more people where you're going to recognize their names.
Wow. All right. In other words, it's time. Let's make a deal. Let's see what you got, who you can get us. And all right. Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to let you get back to that one hellacious commute. I promised you I'm going to give everybody the details for Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. I always make sure we get that out when you are with us, maybe even when you're not, but especially when you're here. Have fun on this drive, my friend, and just have fun on this drive. I'm going to leave it there.
Jeff, thanks for having me. Always good to join you.
All right. Thank you, man. That is Jimmy Galliano. 2.5-hour drive to get out and do his recall. And, he used to do that sort of a drive on a regular basis.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just FYI, those guys who are working in New York, the FBI New York office, some of them live upstate because you can't afford it in New York. It's going to get even worse now with this Mam Danny character. Crazy. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Friday Eve, kind of chilly. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Earlier today, my friend, Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News, was talking about sandwiches. I know, you're thinking, well, you're sure, Jeff, it's a day that ends in Y. No, I know. But he was talking about sandwiches. And he was looking for the best sandwich, I guess, right? Grilled cheese was selected as the favorite sandwich across America. But somehow, discussion popped up, and I do believe that Rich was looking for some suggestions. So I said this afternoon, he really needs to go and grab himself a sailor sandwich. The best one that I have found, I would say, is at Dots. And I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, and everybody now is just weighing in with their suggestions. So this might be a road trip. That's what I'm thinking. Can we do a compare and contrast? I think we could. Rich has got to have at least one sailor sandwich to begin, but then if we are called upon, and perhaps that's what this is. Maybe it's a challenge. Maybe people are laying down the gauntlets to find the best sailor sandwich in Central Virginia. I wonder if the Texas Inn does a sailor sandwich. I'll have to ask Dave Saunders. He might. It's not going to be as good as the Jeff Katz hot dog, you know. But, I mean, nonetheless, probably a pretty good sort of a thing. New York City, 25 years after September the 11th, 2001, is now poised to elect as mayor a radical Islamist extremist. A hardcore, well, I know the president has declared him to be a communist. He goes to great pains to say, no, not a communist, a socialist. Well, either way, I'm not particularly happy with one of those designations over the other. I think they're both pretty bad. But that being said, we'll find out what this really means. Robert Spencer is going to be with us at 4:35 tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., maybe with a sailor sandwich in hand. Rich Herrera will be here. Want to make sure you're tuning in. For him, it is 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it is chilly, and get used to it. Next 10 days, we will not see 70 degrees during the day, and overnight, a very real possibility we'll start seeing some more of those freeze warnings. Overnight lows for most of us going to be about 35 tonight, but all of it is trending downward. Obviously, you and I have been focused on our election here in Virginia, governor and lieutenant governor and attorney general. And maybe we've taken our eye off of New York just a little bit. New York City seems poised right now to elect this Zohran Mamdani, I will tell you that Eric Adams, who is currently the mayor of New York City, who dropped out of the race a few weeks back, has now endorsed Andrew Cuomo. Curtis Sliwa is the Republican nominee. He said he is absolutely positively not getting out. So those two guys continue to split this anti-Mamdani vote. Who is Mamdani? Well, Robert Spencer, who's been with us many times before, a tremendous author, has a new book that is available now in paperback. It's called Intifada on the Hudson, The Selling of Zohran Mamdani. And I'm happy to say that Robert is joining us. Robert, my friend, welcome.
Hey, good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you here. A lot of us have been confused even about this guy's name. And now that we're hearing the name more, who is he really? What is he really all about?
Well, he denies it, but I've got the receipts in the book. He is a straight-up Marxist. He wants to have the state own everything, control everything, every aspect of your life coming from the dictates of the government. And he is not the adherent of just one radical anti-American ideology, which would be bad enough, but of two, because not only is he a Marxist, but he's also a Twelver Shiite Muslim. And the Twelver Shiites are the sect that is the official religion of the Islamic Republic of Iran, where they chant death to America regularly. And the Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, has made it clear that he said the death to America is not just a slogan. It's our policy. It's our goal. It's the mission of the regime. And so imagine the kind of damage this guy could do as the adherent of both of these America-hating ideologies if he becomes mayor of New York.
Robert, let's start with the economic portion of this, because he is a guy who tells us he's all about helping poor people and rent should be affordable and food should be sold by the city of New York at bargain basement rates, and everything needs to be financed with these evil millionaires and billionaires until he's able to eliminate millionaires and billionaires. But this is a guy, unless I've missed it here, he's had a pretty plush life himself, right? He's just spinning a tail.
Oh, yeah. He's an incredible child of privilege. He's the son of multimillionaires. His mother is a very well-known filmmaker, Maren Iyer. She did a movie, Mississippi Masala, with Denzel Washington and other big hit movies. So he, for example, he got married, Zohran Mamdani, earlier this year. And he had not one, not two, but three wedding receptions on three different continents. Wow. To accommodate his friends and family in New York, as well as his wife's family in Dubai and his father's his parents' family in Uganda. And so that cost millions of dollars. He has always had been at the highest echelons of society, had lots and lots of money. He just wants to take it away from everybody else.
He is the quintessential Nepo baby, as the term is used now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's the quintessential Marxist, really, because you remember in the Soviet Union and everywhere else where Marxism has been in power, it's the leaders live high and have these wonderful mansions and lake houses and everything else. It's only the poor people who live in the communal housing and all that.
Robert Spencer is joining us. Book is called Intifada on the Hudson, The Selling of Zohran Mamdani. Tell us about his, well, here's what it seems to me, Rod. I'll just be honest with you. I think the guy is just a stone-cold anti-Semite, and I say that as a Jewish guy with a couple of decades of life behind me. Am I reading him wrong, or is that just who he is?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's very clear. He's actually said that he wasn't interested in politics until he got involved with the BDS movement, and that the BDS movement and fighting against Israel is the reason why he became a politician, and it's the center of his political identity and goals. And so this is not just one of his policies. When he says that he refuses to condemn the phrase globalize the intifada, and he's gotten a lot of criticism for that, and he says it's just a cry for equality, he's not being honest. What it really is the first and second intifada in Israel were occasions for Palestinians to murder large numbers of Israeli civilians. And so when he refuses to condemn that, he is refusing to condemn the idea that Jews should be killed in Western countries, including in the United States. Now imagine, New York has the largest Jewish population outside of Israel in the world. What's he going to do to protect those people? As mayor, probably he's just going to make them more in danger.
Jeez. And yet, I will say it, they're my people. I guarantee there are a slew of left-wing Jews in New York City who have flocked to his side. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And that's a shame. But that's really something that is a phenomenon that has a long, deep roots, that Jews joined the socialist movement at its beginning. Yep. Because they were so discriminated against, and the socialists were promising everybody's going to be treated the same way. And it became a certain sense of cultural habit that they need to break now, but some of them are slow in doing so.
He clearly despises President Trump, but he seems to have a special place in his hatred for Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. He's threatening to arrest him, correct?
Yeah, that's right. He said several times, and recently as well, that if Netanyahu sets foot in New York City, he will have him arrested on the basis of the International Criminal Court arrest warrant. Now, this he's just saying, I'm just following the law. But that is another lie, because neither the U.S. nor Israel are signatories to the agreement that created the International Criminal Court. And so they're not bound by its decisions. And as corrupt as that decision was, even if it were completely on the up and up, not even the United States government, much less the mayor of New York, would have any obligation to follow it. And so he's just looking for a way to embarrass and persecute Netanyahu when he says this.
What are his chances now? If Eric Adams is out and now he's endorsed Cuomo, Curtis Lee was staying in it. I'm not asking you to do a prediction, but it's not looking good.
It's not looking good. And Curtis, really, he should do some soul searching, because he's been criticized lately for hitting Cuomo, and certainly Cuomo's eminently hittable. Yeah. Cuomo has a terrible record. He's just another leftist corruptocrat, and it's a shame that this is the choice that New Yorkers have. But the fact is that Sliwa is spending all his time hitting Cuomo and not Mamdani. And Mamdani is a much more serious threat. And it's very likely at this point that he's going to get elected unless history is full of surprises. He still may not, but he's got a big lead in the polls.
What do you think he does? Let's presume for a second that, in fact, he wins this election. What does he do in the first couple of days as mayor of New York City?
Well, I think he's going to try to start to implement all his free stuff programs, and that means massively increasing taxes to pay for them. And that will trigger the exodus of anybody who owns a business and people who have any wealth from New York. Probably, ultimately, he will end up bankrupting the city. And then you know what he's going to do. He'll blame Trump.
Right. Well, you remember, it's not the first time that New York City would have gone bankrupt. And I wonder, even taking all the economic stuff off the table, just how dangerous New York City becomes. I'm telling you, man, this is a play that Snake Plissken is going to feel very comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to understand that as a Marxist, as well as a Twelver Shiite Muslim, Mamdani wants New York to be dangerous. It's not just a byproduct that he doesn't intend of his crazy policies. He wants it because the whole idea is to destabilize the present system so that it ultimately collapses and can be replaced by whichever utopian system he ends up opting for in the end, if he gets that far, that is, Marxism or Sharia.
Oh, God. Wow. What an absolutely awful situation. And here we are 25 years after September the 11th, those terrorist attacks. I just could never have imagined this. Could you, Rob?
No, but really it went wrong right from the beginning. You know, when George W. Bush, 6 days after 9/11, was warning us about Islamophobia instead of talking about being resolute and fighting against all this. And so it's been a long time coming. What we see in Mamdani has been prepared for the last 25 years.
Wow.
Robert Spencer, the book is called Intifada on the Hudson. I'm looking at it on Amazon right now. Is that the best place for folks to get it, Robert, or you suggest someplace else?
That's the place to get it. It's available right now.
All right, Robert, as always, my friend, thank you for being here. I want to get you back. I want to dive more into this. God forbid he's elected, but especially if that's the case, get you back with an even deeper dive. That is Robert Spencer. The book is called Intifada on the Hudson, The Selling of Zohran Mamdani. And he is suggesting, Robert suggesting, the author, you get it over on Amazon. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. That is, that's going to be a bad situation up there. Bad situation. I was not thrilled traveling up there, a couple of months ago for one of these talk radio events. I really wasn't. I mean, the city looked dirty and felt dangerous. I can't tell you how dangerous it was. I'm not telling you I analyzed crime statistics and all the rest. I'm just telling you how I felt as somebody who's been around the block a time or two. And I didn't have to do much other than get from the airport to the venue and from the venue to the airport and all that other stuff. But man, oh man, it's just not pretty up there. It's just not pretty up there. Poor Jim in Chesterfield says, Jeff, adios, my brother. It's not worth trying to deal with this Odyssey app. I hope they fix it tomorrow. I do too, Jim. I will promise you we will let people know. And past that, I am sorry. I'll see if we can do that. Henry in North Chesterfield says, Jeff, if Mamdani is elected, Cuomo is done. Good riddance to him. If Cuomo gets the vote, you know that Mamdani will be back. He says, go with Mamdani now. Get the excruciating pain over. Let him flame out and not be a viable candidate in 4 years. Oof, I don't know. The Virginia Democrats, as Charles Pyle reported a little while ago, are apparently thinking very seriously about how they would like to cook the books. You know how California is trying to redistrict every Republican out of existence? A couple of other states are trying to get on board of that. Well, now it's the Virginia Democrats who are just working overtime, cooking up schemes, hatching plots. That is what they do to try and get rid of Republican members of Congress. The ones they're looking at almost immediately would be Rob Whitman, who's going to be with us tomorrow, and Jen Kiggins. I mean, that's shameful. Those are two of the finest members of Congress that Virginia has ever seen. It's just the fact. Just the fact. But Democrats are committed, it seems, to just getting rid of Republicans in every which way. It's awful. Still have not heard from Abigail Spanberger, as you know. Still, she is standing with this Jay Jones. Remember yesterday at 5:35, Attorney General Jason Bejar is breaking the story right here, talking about the criminal indictment into Jay Jones. It's an active criminal, not indictment, investigation. I apologize. Investigation, not indictment, investigation. An active criminal investigation into Jay Jones. A lot of reasons that's bad, not the least of which is, God forbid Jay Jones were to be elected attorney general, he would be disbarred. And if he's disbarred, well, yeah, he can't actually serve as attorney general. It's insane. Congressman Rob Whitman is going to be with us tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., you should be with Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.